Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio. Infinite Field Radio is brought to you by the publishers of the Infinite Field magazine. Infinite Field Radio offers spiritual and conscious living solutions from spiritual leaders, teachers, and authors. Together, we provide information that you can use and apply into your daily life. Thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to visit our website to learn more about upcoming shows. To become a part of Infinite Field Radio by advertising with us, becoming a host, or being a guest in one of our shows, visit InfiniteFieldRadio.com or email us at producer@InfiniteFieldRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Kanya Parker, with Mind, Body, and Soul.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas, or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed.
Welcome. Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Tanya Parker, here to serve up some deliciously delectable morsels for your mind, body, and soul with our Mind, Body, and Soul food this evening. I'd like to first give a shout-out to the beautiful, talented Gaye Adegbolola, whose song, Hungry Woman Blues, let us end this evening. And I tell you what, there's no need to have the hungry woman or the hungry man blues when you eat up some wonderful mind, body, and soul food from our guests this evening. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just excited. First of all, I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself and Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, my company. The mission of Mind, Body, and Spirit Works is to facilitate restoration of balance, the mind, body, and spirit, through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. And as a natural wellness consultant, a body worker, an energy healer, and also a former psychotherapist, I truly understand the importance of addressing our mental and emotional, physical, and spiritual needs in the healing process. So I offer a variety of services, including therapeutic massage, Reiki energy healing, whole wellness consulting, conscious catering, aromatherapy remedies, training workshops, and education through writing as well. I am a contributor to the Infinite Field magazine, and I also am author of the Tanya Parker Collection, Healthy Eating to a Healthy Lifestyle, and that is brought to you by Infinite Field Publishing. So that's just a little bit of what I do, and I also host this wonderful little new radio program called Mind, Body, and Soul Food, where I get to sit in my living room dressed nice and casually and chat with some of the most divinely inspired people who have been healing to so many people. And I'm excited this evening because the guest is a man that I've known for over 4 years. And it really is hard for me to encompass all that he is in words. To many, he's known as a visionary. To others, he's a teacher, a healer, a shaman, a coach, a writer, an author. And so to me, he's all that and also one of my dearest friends. So I would like to welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food, Reverend Anthony Farmer, Black Eagle. Good evening, Reverend Anthony.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
I am tickled. It was the
you
first
are tickled.
Time, it was the first time I've heard the song.
I have to tell you, I have this reaction every time I hear it. I start grooving and moving, and seeing Gay perform it even makes it more so of a reaction.
It's like if you've never been to Mississippi or the Deep South, just close your eyes and listen to that song and allow it to take you there.
There you go. There you go. So are you sitting in your kitchen eating chicken wings as we talk? Or?
That's not right.
I know that's one of your favorite things, and you did bring up the South, and I know that's just such a traditional Southern treat.
Chicken wings and collard greens. So.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Excellent. Well, I do know that you do cook up some chicken wings and collard greens, but you cook up a whole lot more as well. And so I'd like for you to tell our listening audience about some of the services that you offer. To keep with this metaphor I just love on food, what is it that you're co-creating with spirit in your spiritual kitchen?
Well, the first thing on the menu is Visions of the Heart Spiritual Life Center. It is an interfaith, interspiritual place of love, truth, wisdom, and community. It is the way I say it, it is God's vision of a spiritual community and church that he has allowed me to be the birther, the one who's birthing it, bringing it into manifestation. The midwife, I couldn't think of the word, midwife.
Okay.
So this is a spiritual community, a church that I am manifesting and co-creating with spirit. That's the big ticket item on the menu these days.
Okay. It's so big ticket, it doesn't even have a price next to it, right?
Oh, man.
And what else do you have on your menu?
I also am the founder and co-creator with spirit of Way of the Mystic Heart School. It's a school of personal growth and spiritual engagement. Way of the Mystic Heart is a school where the individual journeys to knowing themselves through the heart experience, through various spiritual practices through their heart, and it's a way that the individual learns who they are from their heart, and it is done in community. So that even though the individual is on a journey of themselves, they are, you know, in community with other students.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another item on the menu. I do a lot of work in community or in circle or in school or in, you know, workshop, that type of format. And so a lot of the things I do, it's always with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so another one of the things I do or I facilitate is Kiva, which is the Sacred Circle of Men. And Kiva is We've been meeting for 2 years now, and it is a group for men to come in and explore their spirituality, their divine self, reconnect to the sacred masculine, and reconnect to the sacredness of self. When we meet, and I like to read this quote that really explains what Kiva is. And so when we get together, I read this as our introduction. In the village, at the end of the day, the men would gather in a sacred circle. In this circle, they share insights, impart wisdom, tell stories, seek truth, journey to the heart of the matter, engage in sacred talk, reconnect to their divinity, and reclaim their sacred self and the sacredness of self. In this circle, the men embark on a journey in community through ceremony to the golden mountain within, the place where truth lives and the heart of all beats together. This is Kiva, the sacred circle of men.
I just had to breathe that in. You know, I want to be a fly on the wall of that circle. We women have to try to horn in on everything and check this out.
I've had one friend of mine say she was going to dress up as a man so she can sneak in and see what we do.
I bet it's pretty powerful up in there, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then the one more thing that I do is I'm an author of a newsletter called Conversations with the Elders. And it is a recollection of my journeys in connecting with the elders. And I share that in the form of a newsletter. And I've just finished the manuscript for a book called, tentatively titled Conversations with the Elders, A Journey to Heart.
Wonderful. And, of course, connecting every single one of those items on the plate, I heard you use the word heart.
Yes.
That's the running theme throughout it all.
Yes.
Why does that speak to you so profoundly?
I can recall many, many conversations in other communities, other spiritual communities, other classrooms, other programs. And many of the people talked about the mind, the science of the mind, your thoughts, controlling your thoughts, changing your thoughts. And those things are true, but every single time I would have this, you know, loud voice in my head go, what about the heart? What about the heart? The heart is so important. We cannot, you know, neglect the heart. And I never understood quite where that was coming from. And why it was coming through me. And when I was in school at the Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development, we were going through a particular process. And what came to me, or what was revealed to me about, you know, at the time, my coaching practice, spiritual life coaching practice, were the words visions of the heart. And you know, I received it, and you know, I was tickled by it, but never really sat down to understand exactly what was that all about. And then finally, you know, after you know years of doing coaching and some other things, I finally saw it. And what I have come to understand, or and still coming to understand, is part of my ministry. Part of the work I am here to do, part of who I am, is supporting people in healing their heart, healing their heart space, healing their spiritual wounds, and through that healing, learning to really live from their heart, live in their heart space. And I just have this vision, this just sort of knowing deep in my spirit that, you know, if we consciously embrace our path of healing our hearts and healing our wounds and supporting the healing of others, we will create a world very similar to what is spoken as paradise and heaven and nirvana and true enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that is my path, is to support people in healing their hearts and learning to live in their heart space.
Mm.
And so that's why the heart is a running theme throughout all that I do.
Most definitely. And a little bit later, you're going to take us through a ritual for opening the heart or some heart healing, something to that effect?
Yes.
All right. That sounds wonderful. You know, I'm excited. I have to tell you, you know, I am one of the original Tonyites back in the day when, before your transformation to Reverend Anthony, when you were just Tony.
Just Tony, yeah.
I was one of your little groupies, always went to your classes for spiritual growth and development and shamanism and everything else, and we called ourselves the Tonyites. And I lost my train of thought. I got so tickled thinking about that. But just know, you're the go-to person when it comes to heart healing. And I do know, I remember now, it was the rituals. Such meaningful, delicious rituals that you've developed, that you have brought forth. And, you know, I'm glad to say I still do some of them today. Some are written down. I journal. I love your practice of having folks to journal after they go through some of these rituals and healings. And so it's wonderful to look back a few months later, a couple of years later, and relive the process and how that was. It's like the healing continues. So I thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that.
You know what else comes forth when you talk about this? The running theme is heart, but
mm-hmm.
also you've talked about vision, and I use the term visionary. People have called you that. I know I've called you that, too. And I remember we had a conversation over lunch or after lunch. We were talking about the chakra, the energy centers that most resonated with us, and with you, certainly the heart chakra, but also that third eye chakra, because you are certainly a man of vision. And can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think for some people, they don't quite understand what that means, what that might look like, how that shows up in your world.
I'm not quite sure how that shows up in my world.
All right, now.
I can recall an experience several years ago. I was part of a program, and in order for us to complete the program, we had to answer a question. Pretty much like people who are in, you know, PhD programs, they have to defend their dissertations.
Mm-hmm.
We had to answer a question in front of the faculty, and we had no knowledge of what the question was.
Okay.
So there was no, you know, a question of prior knowledge you learned in school, anything like that. We just had to be ready to answer a question. And we went through the process. The first person stood up and received the question. And the question, and you pulled a question out of a bag. And their particular question asked them something, their opinion on something that was extremely personal to them. They had no idea that the question was coming. No one knew of this person's story until the question appeared.
Okay.
Well, that freaked everyone else out because we were like, uh-oh, then our deepest, darkest secrets will be revealed in this question and we will have to defend them before the faculty. And that was our fear. But that wasn't what, you know, it was all about. The second person did the same thing, and then it was my turn. And I was like, oh, what are they going to ask me? Da 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 da. I just went through that whole internal conversation. And they asked me a question that required me to go inside and listen to Spirit share the answer with me. And I had no idea how to do that. And right then and there, this knowing sort of appeared in my spirit, and I was guided to get quiet, go inside, and listen and see. And I did. And it scared the bejeebus out of me because I didn't know exactly what that was all about. But what that did was it opened the door for me to realize that I was tapping into not only my intuition, but an inner seeing, an inner seeing. And from then, the door was open, and so I began to cultivate that skill of an inner seeing. Some people call it, third eye. Some people call it visioning, what have you. But I've over the years have come to realize that, one of the gifts that I have is an inner seeing. Mm-hmm. And with that, I support other people in connecting to their inner seeing, their inner wisdom. And that's where the visioning comes in, as best I can explain it.
Okay. And that was pretty good. I think that was pretty clear. And it's interesting because, when I think of you, I never know what comes up first. You've been an influence in my life in terms of being a teacher and a healer, because I've experienced your powerful healing as well. And, when I think about you, I think, okay, well, primarily you provide healing, you facilitate this powerful healing directly through whether it's your Reiki or whatever practices or your coaching, but also with Way of the Mystic Heart and your various workshops and other trainings that you do, you are producing a generation of healers yourself.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Yeah, you can own that, right?
Okay.
That comes from my inner seeing, okay?
Okay.
And that is pretty powerful. Pretty powerful to understand that. I know with me, I love the work that I do. I love the healing work that I do, the massage, getting in there, connecting with someone's energy, sensing what the body needs, helping to provide that and facilitate healing. But I realized at a certain point, there's more to healing than this, especially when my hands get cramped up and
yes.
My back starts to hurt. And,
yes.
After two back surgeries, you realize there's more to life than massaging. And healing comes in many different ways. And I believe it was you who told me it doesn't really matter what I do for healing, that I am the healing. And that stays with me. I bet you don't even remember telling me that.
I was about to ask you, did I say that?
Yes, you did. I have all these Reverend Anthony quotes because I write them down. I told you I journal.
Oh, okay.
And you say that, and, as we are reflections of each other, that's true for you as well. just being in your presence is a very healing experience, and you have been out there empowering many people. I've met a great deal of wonderful healers, teachers, coaches through you, and I dare say many folks would say that you have influenced them in a great way. So I leave that with you. I see.
Let me breathe that in.
Breathe that in. Go ahead. Breathe that in. All right. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little pause for commercial break. And then I see we have a caller who would like to get a little bit of talk time in.
Okay.
Who may have a question. So let's go ahead and go to commercial, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio, a leader in conscious living programs. Our programs are a powerful voice providing the consciousness, clarity, and common vision necessary to create transformation in the world today. Visit www.infinitefieldradio.com to learn more.
All right, and we're back with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am the host, Tanya Parker, and our guest is Reverend Anthony Farmer. And we have a caller in the 718 area code. And so, does the caller have a question?
More of a statement.
Okay. Hi, could you tell us who you are?
Yes, I can. He's laughing because he knows who it is. This is
okay.
Robin St. Clair.
Oh, hello, Robin.
Hi, Tanya. And I am just calling to, first I want to say that Reverend Anthony is very, very modest, and he will never, ever remember anything that he tells you. But he just lives in the present moment when he's dealing with his clients, and I appreciate that. But
I like
what
that.
I'd like to say is that I am a student of the Way of the Mystic Heart program, and I just want to acknowledge Reverend Anthony for allowing himself to be a vessel in the way of leading people into their hearts, helping people to explore the path of their own lives and to be okay with it. Let me speak for myself. Helping me to explore the path of my life and helping me to be grounded and be okay with who I am and what my gifts and my talents are, helping me to hone into my intuition without enabling me, but guiding me in a way that feels loving and that I can feel and understand and understand that it is okay to be who I am. So with the Way of the Mystic Heart class, there's 6 participants plus Reverend Anthony, who is facilitator but is also experiencing this wonderful journey with us. The first thing that he told us on the first day that we began the process was that we're beginning at the bottom of the mountain and that we have these 7 gehus to enter, these different caves of the heart to enter, to experience our ascension to the top of the mountain. And by the end of the process, we'll all meet at the top of the mountain but having taken our own path. And on the first day that I heard that, you know, I had all of this inner dialogue trying to figure out what in the world is he talking about. But since we've been experiencing this process and being exposed to so much and being guided in so many different ways and aligning our energy centers in so many different ways and the community that he spoke about, you know, we're bonding in a way that we're almost able to, like, finish each other's sentences almost, and that intuitiveness that is in within each one of us is really coming out in the group, and I can feel the power I can feel the growth that we have ourselves. And I don't know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, because this was the answer. And then finally, I just have one more thing to say. When I was a student at InterVisions Institute for Spiritual Development, I declared that I am a motivational speaker, that I am an author, that I am a workshop facilitator, and all these other things that I said. And I went to lunch, and Reverend Anthony brought his little self in the cafeteria and said to me that I have healing energy in my breath. And again, I looked at him like he's crazy, like I always do. As he walked out of the cafeteria, he looked back and said to me, "When you're done with all of that motivational speaking stuff, come and see me."
Did I say that?
You absolutely. I told you he doesn't remember anything. Yeah,
he doesn't remember.
Divine amnesia.
Wow. Thank you, Robin, for sharing that.
Thank you
wow.
for having me.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Reverend Anthony, you keep hearing it. That's one of many testimonials, out there of how you have helped to facilitate healing and envision in others. Now, we know this work is not for chumps. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of creativity. And so what is it that you do? What's your personal recipe for replenishment, for refreshment, for renewal, other than chicken wings?
My personal recipe.
What are the ingredients that you use to nourish your mind, body, and soul?
Well, people will tell you I am hard-headed, that I have to work till almost exhaustion before I will seek out support from somebody. I will teach others and guide them, but, you know, sometimes I'm hard to listen to my own body when it says, we need a massage and we need it today. We need some energy work and we need it today. Or my body will say, we will not do another thing until you sit down and rest or go to sleep or go to the gym or something like that. And so part of my lesson is listening to my body and not just realizing that my body talks to me, I know that, but following through with the guidance and being self-loving and self-nurturing to myself. So part of that is, you know, I try to go to the gym 3 times a week. I'm pretty successful at that. I try to have a day off or 2 days off. That doesn't work. but I do seek out support in terms of lunch with mentors, to have a conversation with someone where I am not, you know, the teacher, that I can, you know, share, you know, what's going on with me and reflect and have that that very important conversation with someone else. So I have that. I do acupuncture, or I receive acupuncture every 3 weeks. To you know, rejuvenate my spirit, and that is powerful for me in several ways. One is because I am deathly afraid of needles. If you show me a needle, I will pass out right on the floor, right in the middle of the street. But I recognize the power of acupuncture and the healing benefits of acupuncture, and not just acupuncture, but other types of complementary healing modalities. Massage. I'm very conscious of what I eat. Now, that's not to say I eat healthy all the time, but I do know when I'm not eating healthy. Because chicken wings tend to be the fattest part of the chicken, but I'm not giving those up just yet. I just, you know, eat in moderation.
Right, right.
So I and you know and I have some very powerful and loving friends who just listening to them and sharing information with them and being in sacred space and sacred circle with them, it keeps it on the forefront of my brain of the need to self-nurture, self-love, take care of myself, so that I can be in better position to support other people.
That sounds pretty darn good. I'm going to have to follow some of that. No, I'm just joking. Like with you, it's always a process. A lot of times we know what we need because we have the ability to tune into our bodies, into our hearts, our minds, our souls. We know what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we always listen,
right,
or follow through.
Right.
And then, you know, if we ignore the whispering, it has to turn into a shout.
A big old
shout. And that's
shout.
Not always pretty.
No, it is not pretty. It is not fun. But sometimes it's necessary. It's necessary to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
Body
exactly.
Says, I need what I need.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I need what I need. Well, earlier in our conversation, I told our listeners that you were going to facilitate a ritual for us. So would you like to tell us what we're going to do and give us any particular instructions?
I laugh because it's one of the things I say anytime I'm doing a circle or a class. And the students who've been with me know this. It's like I have an agenda. I have my list of what I want to do, and I am learning that I am not in charge because at any moment Spirit will say, "We're going to do this," and so
okay.
I laugh. So what we want to do is hopefully no one is driving.
okay.
But if you are, pull off on the side of the road and don't do this while you're driving. But let us all just take a nice, gentle inhale and exhale. And another inhale and exhale. And make sure that your breath, your inhale is full and deep. And then your exhale is complete. And just imagine that right in front of your heart, right in the front of the center of your body, that there is a white ball of healing light. You don't have to close your eyes. Just imagine. And we all have powerful imaginations. But imagine that there's a ball of white light right in front of your chest. And just imagine that with every inhale, you breathe in that healing light into the center of your chest, the center of your body, the center of you, your heart, your core. And just breathe in. And again, breathe in and gently exhale. And one more. And one more. And it's very gently Just connect to your breath again. Notice your inhale. And notice your exhale. And then now let's take one very full breath in and then just release the breath. Ashe.
Ashe.
Sometimes we think that rituals have to be this elaborate ceremony with maybe candles and music and dancing and whatever. But many many indigenous cultures believe that your whole life is a ritual, and everything you do in your day is a ritual, such that brushing your teeth is a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
So breathing is a ritual. And breathing in white light, healing light, into the center of your chest, into the center of your body, into the center of you, into your heart, is a ritual of renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Renewing the spirit, renewing your connection to spirit. And not so much renewing, but remembering your connection to spirit, and that healing energy, that ball of white light, that divine love, that divine grace, it's always there.
Yes.
It's always there. And all we have to do is breathe it in. Breathe in fully. Breathe in completely. Breathe out all the way out. And then breathe in again. And healing is just that simple and that sacred.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Cool beans
indeed. You know what I would like to do right now is to give anyone else an opportunity to call in. So the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. If you have a question or a comment for Reverend Anthony, and we're going to go to commercial and come back if we have any callers.
Life coaching, meditation, holistic health, spiritual finance. Are you looking for insight? Visit one of the Infinite Field radio programs to become connected with a leader in the industry.
All right. Now, I don't see that. Oh, we actually do have a caller from the 301 area code. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tamara calling from Maryland. How are you?
Hello, Tamara.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
For Reverend Anthony. I know Reverend Anthony from way back. I'm also one of the original Tonyites, I think, that Tanya alluded to earlier. But yeah, I have a question, actually. You know, you were talking earlier about the difference in terms of, you know, visions from the heart as opposed to the mind and a lot of other workshops and schools of thought talk about how important the thoughts are and control your thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. My question is this. Sometimes it gets a little confusing. How can you tell, for example, that you are truly following the vision of your heart as opposed to the mind? Because, I mean, sometimes the mind can kind of play tricks on you where you think this is a direction you want to go in. And so I'm curious if there's any kind of way or what guidance you would give for somebody to sort of be able to check in and make sure that you're coming from the right place with something.
Very, very powerful question. And,
oh,
and it's one that people, it's something that you there's an answer to, but you have to reflect on it daily. You know, it's not something you learn, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and you know that's always going to be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have to check in to see if you're still on path, if you're still following the path of your heart. I call it the golden road.
Mm-hmm.
It's the golden road. It's the road that you and your spirit are destined to walk. And you know you're on the golden road because information and guidance and support comes to you easily and effortlessly. And that doesn't mean that the road doesn't have its bumps. That doesn't mean that sometimes the road seems to take you into some dark places. But even when you do have those bumps and those moments of confusion or you're not sure exactly where you go, but when you get quiet and listen, the answer comes to you. It comes to you. And you follow the guidance. You follow the guidance. And sometimes an answer may come from someone else, and sometimes it requires you to ask for support from someone else, and the answer will come that way. But you always want to, you develop this connection with your heart, your higher self, your inner self, your inner wisdom, and you learn to know when your inner wisdom is talking and when the ego is disguising itself as an inner wisdom. Because the inner wisdom, in most cases, the conversation is very short, straight to the point, direct. The ego is going to give you a whole lot of conversation and a whole lot of convoluted roundabout ways and da-da-da-da-da. Your inner wisdom, straight to the point, straight to the point. And the other thing is the ego, that conversation, even though it may be long, it can be a roundabout. And the other thing you want to also develop is your body will tell you, physical body will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start to listen and connect to your inner wisdom, you're going to have a feeling in your body. It might be a tickle in your tummy or, you know, a tingle behind your left ear. Everyone's is different. When the ego is talking, you don't feel anything in your body.
Hmm.
So that's another way you learn to distinguish. And it does take practice. It really does take practice. And it takes the conscious decision to really start to listen to the body and feel the body. And that's why some schools of thought will say, you know, don't listen to your thoughts, listen to your feelings. Your feelings won't lie. Your thoughts may confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than, you know, some practices of controlling your thoughts or becoming aware of your thoughts, or your thoughts control are what guides the manifestation of your life.
Yeah.
I'm not neglecting that at all, but what I'm saying is you also want to really start to listen to your body and the feelings in the body and the sensations in the body. And using those two together, you're much more likely to stay on path or know when you're off path and then know how to get back on path.
Hmm.
I hope I answered your question.
You answered my question. I have one follow-up question to that,
uh-huh.
if I may. You know, when you talked about the whole feelings thing and following your feelings, and, you know, there are also schools of thought that say you shouldn't feel bad, and the reason you're unhappy is because you have bad feelings, just don't have bad feelings, which I don't know how you can do that. But when you get into a place where the feelings are very heavy and tough, how do you handle that, you know, in relation to living from the heart? Because that does have something to say to you.
And you sort of answered your question. Your feelings do have something to say to you. And a lot of times in our culture, we're taught not to feel, especially
mm-hmm.
men. They're taught, you know, you shouldn't feel.
Or we're taught, you know, the reason why things are this way is because you feel bad, so change your feelings.
Right.
And what how people interpret that sometimes is they want to not feel the heavy stuff. So they want to try to anesthetize or numb themselves or run away from those heavy feelings. And it is a challenge to go through those feelings, but there is a lesson in those feelings. That's where the healing comes in, is in those feelings. And you don't want, and I teach people or try to guide people, that you don't have to set up shop in those feelings. You don't have to live in those feelings. But the way through to where you want to go is through those feelings. So you don't want to be attached to them. You don't want the feelings to run your life, and that's what a lot of people experience, is the feelings or the avoidance of the feelings or the fear of the feelings is what's running their lives, rather than having the support system and the network and the community to help you guide yourself through those feelings. Because that's where the gems are. That's where the nuggets of gold reside. It's in the feelings. And if we can guide people into those feelings to retrieve those nuggets of gold, that wisdom, that guidance, and in most cases, in our deepest wounds is where our greatest gifts are. But we won't get them unless we go into the wounds. And it's not something that, you know, I would guide someone to do on their own. We also need the support system and the communities and the networks to support somebody into that wound, to get that feeling, and through that feeling to get that nugget and to understand that this is a nugget, this is gold, this speaks to who I really am. And then you can bring it out of that darkness and let it shine even brighter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Tamara, so much for calling in. It's like a reunion here. All right. So I appreciate our callers calling in this evening. And, Reverend Anthony, I see that time is slowly winding up. I want to make sure people know how they can get a hold of you, what are some upcoming activities, classes, or programs that you're offering. In other words, how can they contact you for more information or come to dinner at your healing table?
my website is visionsoftheheart.org. It's all one word, visions, visionsoftheheart.org. And it has a calendar of events, of things that are coming up, some programs, the Visions of the Heart Spiritual Life Center, some shaman circles, some healing circles I'm doing here and in New York probably in the fall. And then that website is going into transition, because it's going to become the website for the Vision of the Heart Spiritual Life Center, and then I'll have a separate one just for me. But that's one way. People who know me know I'm a Facebook junkie. I'm addicted to Facebook.
Oh, yes.
So Reverend Anthony Farmer or Anthony Farmer on Facebook, you can find me. And if you have any questions about, you know, anything I've said or something that has, you know, come up in your mind and you want just to bounce it off somebody, please feel free.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by Mind, Body, and Soul Food and feeding us all. It's always yummy having a conversation with you, so I appreciate
you.
It, and I am going to be so bold as to make sure that I invite you again at some point to come by, because there's so much on your menu. There's so much that you can offer and provide, and I know that our listeners would love to hear from you again.
Well, I appreciate you offering and giving me an opportunity to share, and I would be honored to return again.
Excellent.
And peace and blessings to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you. Accepted and sent right back. All right. So we had Reverend Anthony Farmer, Visions of the Heart, Spiritual Life Center, et cetera, et cetera. And I would like to invite the listeners back next month. Remember, we are here second Sundays at 6 Eastern Standard Time. And so the next second Sunday is September 12th, and our guest will be Chief Visionary Officer Reverend Sensei Alicia Hill and Chief Executive Officer Reverend Anania of the Obsidian Institute. And this is a cutting-edge organization that's on a mission to teach a holistic approach to prosperity worldwide. And so what these ladies do, they integrate universal principles and practices, financial principles and tools with energetic, intuitive, and nutritional healing. Now, doesn't that sound pretty delicious right there? So please join us as they talk about how obsidian helps to feed the mind, body, and soul. It's definitely going to be mouthwatering. And you can contact me at my email, Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. That's T-O-N-Y-A at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. And you can contact me or check out my website, www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com, for more information about my healing, teaching, writing services. Or if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food. And also, if you are interested in ordering a copy of the Tonya Parker Collection, Healthy Eating to a Healthy Lifestyle, you can go to theinfinitefieldmagazine.com/store. So just go to the store and get your wonderful downloadable PDF version of my beautiful e-format electronic cookbook. And so as we do each month, I would like to leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go. And I got this from actually Reverend Anthony's website. And so this is to go with you this week. Healing is using divine love and truth to embrace what we fear most, open what we have closed, and soften what we have hardened. Healing is becoming who we are in perfect harmony with life. Thank you for tuning in this evening to Dine at Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table. Blessings, and have a wonderful week.
One, two, here I go.